Oh, I miss those snow days. Back when I was a kid, back when I worked in schools. I think that I've had maybe in my life in radio two snow days. Definitely one came when I was at 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, which is now 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. I definitely had one there. I think I might have had one here at WCCO, actually, when we had that polar vortex from a few years ago, and we are having another polar vortex right now. But in KC, my colleague, who's joining us now on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, he is witnessing and having and experiencing a snow day, and that Kansas City got hit with this massive snowstorm. They don't get the snow like we get it. They got what I think was like 11 or 12 inches. They got a ton of sleet and ice over the weekend. Dusty Likens, he is the host from Fesco and Dusty in the Morning, joining us here on the Lake Show. Dusty, tell me about the last 48 hours in KC, man, because when I start seeing the video and the images coming out of KC from over the weekend, I was like, whoa, I know how scary that can be.
Yeah, at first I didn't know if this was like going to be one of those I'm getting punked things, because like I know in Minnesota, like I feel like sometimes like we overreact here in KC. Like when you came back, I remember one time I was like, you're going to be like 3 inches tomorrow. You're like, yeah. Okay. So I'm like, well, this is kind of a big deal here, man. Like 3 inches, you're about to see some people get wild and crazy and get like, you know, into the grocery store. But no, this, I feel like, I don't know if you watch videos, like it's crazy, man. Like I was telling a lot of people for once, I take that back. For the first time in not the most of recent times, the weather people or the meteorologists really nailed this. So I give them credit for that, because like they, every step of this storm and every process that we got here, by the way, I live in Lee's Summit, a suburb south of Kansas City. We got 12 inches, and some places a little bit more to the east or the west got anywhere from like 12 to 14. So like, I don't know if like Minnesotans are like, okay, this guy's like definitely like a rookie to this, or if that's kind of quite a bit. So like a lot of snow just kept coming in. But the thing that was crazy is before it, there was like sleet and ice. And I don't care where you're from, wherever you're used to, like nobody messes around with ice. You just stay away from it. And it came through the night before. And then for about, 13 straight hours, it was just a snow globe and like blowing snow. So yeah, living here in Lee Summit, again, the suburbs south of Kansas City, about 30 minutes south of that, we got 12, like legit 12 inches. So it's been a wild ride, but thank God for Costco and beer and bourbon.
Well, this is the thing though, Dusty, and it's not about you and how you react to it. It's about how Minnesotans react. And let me explain. So like, let's say 12 inches here. It's just another day. Like that.
That's what I figured. I was like, we're new kids on the block here.
But this is the thing, though. I have to lay it out, and the reason why I want to have you on to discuss and talk about it is it's different in other parts of the country, and specifically in Kansas City. When you get those ice storms that come through, because you guys don't have all the equipment. The weather is drastically different on how you treat the roads and all that other stuff. When bad weather comes through KC, it shuts it down. When I saw semi-trucks slipping and sliding all over the roads and people being stranded here and there, that was even before the snow came. I said, it's going to be ugly. Because I think I texted you that night, and I was like, dude, the snow is coming tomorrow. There's no way you guys are going to be able to do a radio show on Monday. So in the history of you being in radio, is this your first snow day?
Yeah. Haven't been doing the morning show long, but I mean, back in the day when I was, you know, we'd call it six man on the bench, like somebody would just be like, hey man, I don't feel comfortable going in. Like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, my car's fine. Like, I'll get in there and do it. Like, you know, it's like the older you get, you kind of describe it in the opening of this segment where you're like, when I was a kid, I love the snow. You know, when you're in high school or you're in middle school, like you're all right, school's canceled. You're looking at the bottom bar. See if your, you know, district or your school's in there, you love it. Man, the older you get, snow sucks, dude. It's not fun. Like, I know you say like 10, 12 inches in Minnesota another day here. Like people, there's like no ice. Like you'd think that like there was like a, I don't know, like a almost like a Evil Dead sort of situation here. The shelves got rocked. You know, people, you know, they hoard in, or then you have that one, you know, Billy Badass guy that, you know, drives his truck up and down your street. Like no big deal. It's like, yeah, dude, you drive a double stroke dually, you know, diesel engine F450, man, you're going to get around just fine. But like the guy next door to you who drives a 99 Camry is like, he's not going anywhere for 4 days. So like to see that reaction, to go back to that whole thing. But yeah, like I never in my wildest dreams, like, cause I'm not going to lie. I don't know how much information I'm giving up, you know, too much, but you know, we got, you know, we're a tight group of guys here in KC that all do the shows together. And we're like, so like, you know, hey man, like they're going to call this, right? Like, you know, you're sitting in a rain delay where you're like, yep, clearly looking at the radar, clearly looking at everything. You're like, hey, like they're going to bang this game, right? Like we're not, you know, I can pour another glass of Pinot. It's like, I don't know, man, we haven't got the official word. And then, yeah, eventually, you know, our boss.
Hold on. Dusty's trying to pregame it. He's like, I don't know what's happening here.
We got to
come up with a script. We got to come up with a script. Like how are we going to play this thing out? You guys are trying to, you were doing your game prep, but which ironically, speaking of prepping, the Chiefs barely got out of Kansas City to get to Denver, right?
Yeah, it was weird because, so Harold Kuntz, who's a Fox 4 in KC, I'm sure you're aware of him. I know you are. But like, we're wondering, like, all the meteorologists told us, like, here's what's coming, here's what's happening, it's actually happening, like, it's probably going to go in the domino effect they say. Why did the Chiefs wait so late? And then he reported, I believe, and I'm just kind of loosely quoting this, that, like, there were flights in Denver that couldn't get, you know, that were coming into Denver because everything was delayed throughout. Yeah. And so it wasn't like they, like, purposely left later than they should have. It was like they couldn't get on because the planes there were, and then they didn't take off today, I don't think, until, like, 10 o'clock. So they didn't get back here till normal time. It doesn't matter the week off. So it's, you know, irrelevant to timing, but it just shows you, like, kind of like, you know, you interview a guy from Kansas City in a radio station in Minnesota, but yet it affects people in Denver and athletes that play for the Chiefs all in the same weekend. Like, this storm was, I mean, if it wasn't the story of the week in the Midwest, I don't really know what was, because it sure as hell wasn't Carson Wentz.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're talking to Dusty Likens, host of Fesco and Dusty in the Morning, mornings on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Massive storm there that's taking place. And it sounds like, because I'm looking at KCTV5, their website right now, KC area schools have already been canceled for tomorrow. So
they called that at 3 p.m. local time.
That's great.
They were like, no, man, you're not going anywhere.
So what's the actual temp? Right now,
let me see. Right now, my watch says it's 13, but it feels like -1.
Mm, okay.
So when I get up at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning and make the trail into work, it's going to be a high of 4. So that's good.
Well, the good news for you, Dusty, is that the Kansas highways have been reopened, which means that if the Kansas highways have slowly reopened, then the Missouri highways have been slowly reopened, and you will be able to get your way into work.
That's right. Yeah, we know the Kansas side will be better than the Missouri side because it's like night and day when you cross over. It's insane, man. It's wild.
That's crazy, man. Well, hey, man, well, good luck to you tomorrow. I know that you'll knock it out the park in the morning. I'll have to tune in to you and Fesco for a little bit to see how
everybody. Hey, real quick.
There's got to be some snow talk.
Yeah, but hey, real quick, any nerves after last night's performance? Or are you okay with it? You're just fine. Let's get to the playoffs.
Nah, I'm a little bit nervous about Sam Darnold because
stop. He's been good all year.
He's been good all year, but he'd never been in a big game, and that was the biggest game of his life. Fair. And he came up small. So I'm not saying that I'm off the bandwagon. I do believe that the Vikings are a better team than the Rams, but you cannot have Sam Darnold have another game in which he's got a wide open Justin Jefferson and he can't hit him in the end zone.
Fair enough. Yeah. A little nerves, I thought. Yeah, a little bit of nerves.
Well, root for us this weekend, man, before you get back to Chiefs football next week.
Yes, sir. You do the same, and hopefully you have a Super Bowl again.
All right. I appreciate it, man. That's Dusty Likens joining us here. Fesco and Dusty in the Morning joining us from 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City.